have dialed has not been recognized. Please check and try again.
Thank you. inner breathlessness, out of restlessness. By the time I caught up to freedom, I was out of breath. Grandma asked me what I'm running for. I answer, I'm out for the same thing the sun is sunning for. What mother's worth are youngins for? And some say Jesus coming for. For all I know, the earth is spinning slow. Sun's at half mast, cause masses ain't aglow. On bended knee, prostrate before an altered tree. I've made the forest suit me. Tables and chairs, papers and prayers, matter for a spirit. A metal ladder, a wooden cross, a plastic bottle of water, a mandala encased in glass, a spirit encased in flesh. Sound from shaped hollows, the thickest of mucus released from heightened passion. A man that cries in his sleep, a truth that has gone out of fashion, a mode of expression, a paint-splattered wall, a carton of cigarettes, a bouquet of corpses, a dying forest, a nurtured garden, a privatized prison, a candle with a broken wick, a puddle that reflects the sun, a piece of paper with my name on it. I'm surrounded, I surrender all that I am. I have been all I have been has been a long time coming. I am becoming all that I am. The spittle that surrounds the mouthpiece of the flute, unheard yet felt, a gathered wetness, a quiet moisture, sound trapped in a bubble, released into wind. Wind fellows and land merchants, we are history's detergent, water soluble light particles, articles of cleansing breath, articles amending death. These words are not tools of communication, they are shards of metal dropped from 8-story windows. There are waterfalls and gas leaks, aged thoughts rolled in tobacco leaf, the tools of a trade, barter's barred, barred of barters, catchphrases and misunderstandings, but they are not what I feel when I am alone, surrounded by everything and nothing, and there isn't a word, a phrase to be caught, a verse to be recited, a mantra to fill my being in those moments. I am a blankness, the contained center of an O, the pyramidic containment of an A. I stand in the middle of all that I have learned, all that I have memorized, all that I have known by heart, unable to reach any of it. There is no sadness, there is no bliss, it is a forgotten memory, a memorable escape route that only is found by not looking. There, in the spine of the dictionary, the words are worthless. They are a mere weight pressing against my thoughtlessness. But then, who else can speak of thoughtlessness with such confidence? Who else has learned to sling these ancient ideas like dead rats held by their tails so as not to infect this newly oiled skin? I can think of nothing heavier than an airplane. I can think of no greater conglomerate of steel and metal. I can think of nothing less likely to fly. There are no wings more weighted. I too have felt a heaviness, the stare of a man guessing at my being. Yes, I am homeless, a homeless man making offerings to the after future, sculpting rubber tree forests out of worn tires and shoe soles. A nation unified in exhale, a cloud of smoke, a native pipe ceremony, all the gathered cigarette butts piled in heaps, snow-covered mountains, lipstick smeared and shriveled, offerings to an afterworld, tattoo guns and plastic wrappers, broken zippers and dead-eyed dolls. It's all overwhelming me, oak and elming me. I have seated a forest of myself, little books from tall trees. It matters not what this paper be made of. Give me notebooks made of human flesh, dried on steel hooks and nooses. Make uses of use, uses of us. It's all overwhelming me, oak and elming me. I've seated a forest of myself, little books from tall trees. On bended knee, prostrate before an altered tree. I've made the forest suit me. Tables and chairs, papers and prayers, matter verse spirit. Through meditation I program my heart to beat break beats and hum bass lines and exhalation.
Benevolent medicine man, reverend, peddling deliverance that resemble amphetamines too. The residents in the meadow of pestilence who developed a chemical dependence on pessimism. Now, is he is or is he ain't the most distinctive speaker seeping through your sleepy speakers? Yes, he is. Oh, yes, indeed. So distinguished, so clear, some people think he's out in the field. Ain't no secret, people, trust me. It's mostly hustling. It moves me upstream. I just focus on the gunslinging, posting and fussing. They both so unproductive. Suppose they know my bloodstream. Let me pose this question. Ask anybody to send anybody. They'll tell you that the antibody to the petty potty mouth gossip. And the success is something. To be the best is something. And not to stress the dumb shit. Cause you've been missing nothing. You got to
elevate, accelerate, never wait. Know your way, throw away hate. Grow and make great of your older days. Elevate, concentrate. Get your focus straight. Aim, orchestrate, fate. Just motivate, accelerate, never wait. Show the way, no escape. Take hold and shift shape. Live and mold today. Elevate, concentrate. Focus straight, aim, orchestrate, bang.
Astrologists, colleges, follow this through they metropolis. The dominant brown bomber, ominous, being prominent. Walking it mean, talking it clean, the scene stalking it. Volcanic, got your panic and false standing. And all wait all day. Outlandish bandits be slandering what we mastering. Cause they can't catch us, they all pray for our downfall, maybe one day, sight. You never get no balance if you're crooked, so play right, snake. A mind loosen on your storm, trooping through your bombs. Start the bomb, none, oncoming, one slot. On one, chopping your tomahawk. I try my hawk, long running, champ and rocking shit till I'm gone. All the time dumb, and I'm King Kong Bunny. Strong thunder all summer long, keep on coming. Gone dust, night, morning, I'll bust tight poems. Raw just mic zoning, y'all with the right motivation.
Motivate, accelerate, never wait. Know your way, throw away hate. Grow and make great of your older days. Elevate, concentrate. Get your focus straight, aim, orchestrate, fate. Just motivate, accelerate, never wait. Show the way, no escape. Take hold and shift shape. Live and mold today. Elevate, concentrate. Get your focus straight, aim, orchestrate, fate.
Release. What's going on, guys? This is Ponyboy, and you are listening to episode number 22 of Belcore Radio. Go ahead and start it out here with a little bit of news. Current events, in fact. Most of you have heard about it, probably, but there was a Danish newspaper or something that posted a political cartoon or something of the sorts that was making fun of the Islamic prophet Muhammad, and they didn't really like that too much. But why I'm mentioning this, and this is kind of funny, there have been, in protest to it, there a lot of Muslim groups have started defacing websites. They generally started with just Danish websites, and they've moved on just to anything that has anything to do with this comic that they can deface, they will. Kind of scary, actually, some of the defacements that I've seen. A lot of actual, like, messages calling for violence against, you know, against certain groups for, you know, to pay back for this cartoon being made. You know what I mean? I can understand being pissed, but, it's a cartoon, guys. And, really not worth killing people over. You know, I can understand, maybe, I can understand defacing a website, you know, just to take down the, you know, if it was up there, if they had the comic, or the cartoon on their site. I can understand defacing it and removing that shit and saying, hey, you know, don't fucking do this. I'm not saying I agree with it, I can understand it. But, to call for violence, that's taken a little too far in my book. And, that's really all I have to say about that. I just thought it was worth mentioning. The U.S. government, and this one's really kind of, weighed on my mind since I heard about it. The U.S. government is, they're planning on spidering the internet like a motherfucker, and I'm sure that they, the article I said says they're planning a massive data sweep, and I'm more than likely they've been doing this massive data sweep well before they told people they were planning it. Basically, it's a data collection system they're implementing that can go through, you know, just, you know, not the not-so-big stuff. It can go through news sites, it can go through blogs, and, it can go through emails, which, yeah, that's kind of creepy. I mean, we all knew that they had the power to go through our email if they wanted to, but the fact that they're announcing, hey, yeah, this is what we're going to be doing now, is it's kind of a weird thought, you know? Because generally, the government tries to keep us from knowing when they're doing stuff we don't want them to. So the fact that they're coming right out and saying this is what we're doing makes me wonder what they're doing that's worse, you know? What they're doing that this is just kind of, you know, covering up for. The program is called ADVISE. It's obviously an acronym for something. I can't even... Oh, here we go. It's an acronym. It stands for Analysis, Dissemination, Visualization, Insight, and Semantic Enhancement. All right. Like I said, that's a creepy thought that this is happening, and that it kind of creeps me out even more so that they're blatantly doing it and saying, hey, guess what we're doing, guys? We're gonna fucking spider all your email. Moving on a little bit, some news from the EFF, and this one's kind of fun. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, who we've talked about in previous episodes, has been urging people to not use the new Google desktop software that Google came out. I don't know if they came out with a new version of it or if they just announced this new feature of it. But basically, it can search through your computer. I mean, like, for anything. It can search for like any kind of document, any kind of picture, just across your computer. So, I mean, people can, I don't know if maybe they're trying to... Okay, it takes all the stuff on your computer and copies it and stores copies of it on Google servers so that other people can search it and potentially find all your shit. I don't know why they would do that. I mean, that's... Google's out for me, again. I was okay with them for a while. I was starting to be kind of happy with what they're doing, but this is no. I'm not happy with Google for this. I'm really not. This is bullshit, to be honest with you. I mean, what reason would anyone have to have in order to or what reason would people need to go be able to use a search engine to look up stuff that I have on my computer? And the EFF is they see it the same way. They're telling people not to do it because, well, basically really what it is, it makes their personal data it just takes their personal data and it puts it on the internet, and it makes it anyone who has who can get it stores it all in your Google account. So if you have like a Gmail account, or I guess if you use Google Desktop or whatever, I don't use it, so I don't know. You have a password, so all they have to do is find your password or brute force your password, and they've got all your shit. And on even kind of scarier note, subpoenas. You know, the government tried to subpoena a bunch of shit from all the search engines. I'm not sure if Google has cracked down or has cracked on that one yet and finally given the shit up. I know they were trying not to, but just the thought that, you know, the government could say, hey, we want to subpoena this person's records, and Google has your files from your computer right there on their servers. And I don't know, that it just seems like the It makes no sense to me, really. I mean, what is the point of this function? What good is going to come out of other people being able, or what? I don't understand it. I don't know. What's the point of storing your shit on Google servers just so that, yeah, I guess, you know, so Google can access it, and they're thinking about, they say that they haven't officially decided if they're going to do this yet or not, but they're going to do it. They're going to spider your personal shit in order to, you know, to do their little advertising thing that they love to do and make a shitload of money on it. But, I don't know. Fuck Google right now. I'm saying it. Fuck Google. If anybody knows of a search engine that is better than Google, I want you to send me a fucking email. bellcoreradio@gmail.com. I am sick and tired of Google's bullshit, and I don't want to have anything to do with them anymore. We might be getting a new email address in a minute, fairly soon, because I want to get out of there. I want to get out of Gmail. I want to stop using Google Search, because I'm tired of this invasion of my privacy. Alright, some fun science stuff here. A group of scientists did a study recently about music and why people like certain kinds of music, or why certain kinds of music is popular. And so what they did was they went to a website, you know, geared towards teenagers, and they got, I think it was somewhere around 14,000 people. And basically what they did is they split them up into two groups. And they gave one group a list of made-up bands. And that was it. They just gave them a name of bands and a list of songs that these bands have. Oh, okay, so they chose which songs to listen to based on the names of the band and their songs. And so while they were listening to that song, they either got to rate it, you know, I think it was like 1 to 5, for 5 being it's the greatest song ever. And then they were allowed to keep the song if they wanted to. That was kind of how they got the people, I guess. And then what they did is they the other half of the group that they had, they just gave the people the list, and they couldn't listen to the music. All they could listen to was, or all they could do was see how many times the songs had been downloaded. And basically, the people who hadn't heard the music at all chose the songs that they liked the best by how much other people had liked them. So it kind of showed that if some people like it, then other people will see that those people like it, and then they'll like it too, which is kind of how it goes in the real world. And so I thought it was kind of funny that that this study more or less shows why really crappy songs get put on the radio, and why people love it, and why I can't go anywhere without hearing that goddamn My Hump song by the Black Eyed Peas anywhere. Everywhere I go, that song is there. And it's not a good song, it's a shitty song, and I'm tired of hearing it. But apparently people like it, or people think that other people like it, so they listen to it. And this scientific proof of why crappy music gets put on the radio, and why people listen to crappy music. Another cool little scientific development thing here. There was a Canadian IT firm that What they did is they figured out, they wrote a little program or whatever that interprets network traffic and things like that into music, so that instead of just sitting here watching, you know, just crap on your screen, oh look, that's, you know, this person is looking at this thing now and this thing's happening here, they can just sit there and listen to music, and it comes out like classical music. And so they can tell by, like, I think they said, when you hear violins at all, just the fact that you hear violins tells them that there's spam coming through their network. And just, like, you know, they can tell just by a change in the music what's going on. You know, probably not everyone could, but these people are, you know, they've trained themselves to know what kind of shit's going on. And I think that's really cool. I think, you know, that's... I mean, people might see that and think, okay, so what's the practical use for it? And, I mean, I don't think that there's a real big practical use for it, but I think that it's cool in the fact that it's finally something new for people, you know? They can finally... I mean, it's just one of those first steps that I love to talk about so much. It's that first step towards making things different and making things better, you know? And, I don't know. I think that's really cool. So I want to give big shouts to those people in Canada. I can't find... Oh, here, okay. The big shouts to the Sheridan College Institute of Technology and Advanced Learning. For making this awesome new musical instrument, I guess you could call it. Now I want to jump in, do a little bit of news for freaks. To start it out, you guys remember a while back we talked about those illegal wiretaps that George Bush authorized. Well, you know, there's been others that were they had court orders, so they were legit, but there's been a lot of them. And, apparently they have been putting a pretty big strain on telcos and on, ISPs. Because there was... Let's see. A company in Louisiana, just a small ISP and phone company serving like 2.5 million people, got about 1,500 subpoenas last year. And I mean, that's just a little small company. I mean, you can think, you know, larger stuff. I think in the article it said VeriSign, which is, you know, the people who basically manage .com and .net top-level domains, got a pretty big amount of subpoenas and stuff for information that's really kind of putting a lag on the business, or on the industry, I should say. And, you know, it's... There's actually companies that are... they're just being formed in order to get this kind of information, or I don't know how it all really works, but there's companies being formed to simply to do that, to manage the transfer of this information and to manage wiretapping specifically for these people. And it said, this is what scared me at the very end of the article here. It said, to make it easier, this is a quote, by the way, to make it easier for authorities to monitor traffic, some also require registering with identification before buying telephone calling cards or using cyber cafes. So, you know, I think that is, I hope that that doesn't catch on, because, you know, calling cards and cyber cafes are for a phone freak or a hacker. That's damn good anonymity, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, what is better than going and buying a calling card at the gas station or whatever, paying cash, so, you know, don't use a credit card, no paper trail to lead back to you, and then just using that calling card from a payphone, or, you know, just a public phone somewhere that you're allowed to use, and making your whatever calls you want, and not being traced back to you, you know. But now, if they start requiring ID to buy a calling card, first of all, you know, that would put me in the shitter, because I use a lot of calling cards, and I'm not gonna give an ID every time I buy one. I'm not going to. And second off, you know, this calling card market's gonna drop a lot now, because, I don't know about other places in the world, but, where I come from, my area here in Georgia, we have a lot of Mexican immigrants, and, you know, I don't know how to put this delicately, but, a lot of them are illegal immigrants. They come to the country and they work here. I mean, you know, I don't want to get into anything about that, but, they are a lot. I mean, around here, that's really who buys calling cards now, because, you know, most people have cell phones, and a lot of the calling cards that you'll see people buying are, it's just, you know, Hispanic immigrants getting the calling cards so they can call back home and talk to some people in Mexico or in, you know, Puerto Rico or wherever they come from. And, I think that that's gonna kind of put a big damper on it, because, you know, it's kinda, well, actually, I don't know how hard it is for illegal immigrants to get, identification, you know? But, I imagine it's probably not easy. So, I think that'll put a little bit of a damper on it, you know? But, anyways, moving on. Some cell phone stuff. Actually, a lot of cell phone stuff to talk about. But, right now, you guys, might have heard, we've talked about the uses for cell phones that people are coming up with as far as maybe using them to keep track of traffic and whatnot, or to track people. And in Britain, that's apparently the new big thing. Companies are doing it a lot. And that, that to track their employees, or, you know, to see who, I mean, the example they used in here is, in order to see who's held up in the pub or in a bar, rather than, held up in a traffic jam like they say they are. Or, you know, just to be able to locate a certain staff member or whatever. But, as you can imagine, not everyone's happy about that. But, apparently they actually enlist the service of third-party companies to do this. And it's all legit, simply because the companies are required to send a message randomly to the people they're monitoring that says, by the way, we're monitoring you and tracking where you go. So, I mean, I'm not sure if it would, I don't know, it just seems kind of like a big invasion of privacy, you know. I mean, that's like, it kind of makes me worried about using my cell phone now, you know, just to, because God knows who's tracking it, you know. It's kind of like kind of like RFID tags in the future that have been predicted. You know, people being branded with RFID so that the government or whatever can track wherever we go. I mean, it kind of rings a little bit to that tone, if you know what I mean. I don't know. It's kind of weird. A little voice over IP stuff to talk about here. Okay. Oh, I was worried I was going to butcher the name of this, but they are actually nice enough to supply pronunciation here. It's OpenZoop, or OpenZoop, I guess. It's a voice over IP engine, which is it's a client side phone and instant message communications software type thing. And originally it was just Zoop, but now it has moved to open source, which is good, as you can imagine. Let's see. OpenZoop supports computer to computer, where peer to peer, VoIP calls, instant messaging, and outbound PSTN and SIP calls to free or premium SIP providers, which is really cool. It sounds good to me. I mean, it's like I don't know. I mean, I'm not big on VoIP. I don't know a lot about it, but I could imagine, you know, free phone calls in general, especially through software licensed under the GPL license, which I'm a fan of. It sounds good to me. You know, so it's possible. I think they said in the article to purchase additional stuff like voicemail and whatnot, but more or less you are guaranteed that you'll be able to contact, you know, any of the other people who use this, who use VoIP in general, you know, which is cool. I like that idea. I don't know, I'm really curious. I was talking to Droops from Infonomicon, the Infonomicon Media Group, which I'm a member of, and he's apparently been taking some asterisk classes for a job that he's doing, and so he's talking about maybe helping me set up an asterisk box that I'm kind of curious to check it out, you know, play around with asterisk for a little bit and see how it goes. You know, I think it'll be cool. I think once I get the hang of it, it should it should be fun. I've wanted to play with asterisk for a long time, and I can't wait, to be honest with you. I really can't. I'm gonna have so much fun with that, and because that's what being a phone freak and being a hacker, that's what it's about. It's about trying new stuff, and it's about having fun with it, and I have fun with phones. Speaking of having fun with phones, I'm gonna jump into the weekly hack, or I don't know if, I guess this isn't, I wouldn't call this a weekly freak. It involves phones. Okay, I don't know what to call this. It's the weekly something. Most of you guys know that I like phones. And you very well should if you're listening to the show. But, not a lot of people know that I'm also, well, at my previous job and at the school I'm going to, I am a professional cook. That's what I do for a living. I cook food. And so I came across this article on Slashdot, I believe, and I was in love. So I'm gonna use this, and I want to give a shout to I don't know what. Hang on. I want to give a shout to Whimsy Village website in the United Kingdom. The website is Whimsy, W-Y-M-S-E-Y .co.uk. And I'm going to teach you guys how to cook an egg with two cell phones. What you're going to need for it is two cell phones, an egg cup, which, if you're not aware, an egg cup is just kind of a little cup that you'd put like a hard-boiled egg in so that you can eat it, I guess. They use them a lot more in England than we do over here, or in the UK, I should say, not to offend anyone. You're going to need a radio or some kind of music output device with speakers, and a table to put everything on. What you do is you take the egg out of the fridge and you place it in the egg cup, and turn on the radio or the stereo or whatever, and turn it up to, you really want to get it up as high as you can while still not making your ears bleed. And turn both the phones on and put them on the table so the antennas are pointing to either side of the egg. You kind of want it about, I think they said, half an inch from the egg. And kind of, you know, if you need to, you can put, they recommend paperback books, but just basically anything that can kind of make it so that the antennas are about centered on the egg. And then what you gotta do is call the okay, we're gonna refer to it as phone A and phone B. Okay, so you turn phone A on and put it on the table so the antenna is centered on the egg and about half an inch away. Okay, then turn on phone B and call phone A. Then put phone B on the table in the same way, but on the opposite side of the egg, if you get, you know. And answer phone A. You know, don't pick it up, just press the, you know, the answer button. And put the speakers from the stereo kind of close to the mouthpiece on the phone of both of them. So now phone A, the speaker that's next to phone A will be transmitted, you know, it'll be transmitting over that sound to phone B, and the speaker on, or the microphone at phone B will be picking up that speaker and transmitting it to phone A. So they're both, you know, talking to each other and all that good stuff. And, that's really what you do. You let it sit for about, they said about 3 minutes, and, it cooks the egg right there in between those two cell phones, which I think is pretty cool. They have a little note here at the bottom. It says, we cooked our egg during the evening using free local calls. If you were to cook an egg for lunch, it would cost three pounds. Not cheap, but you do have the convenience. And I think that's really cool, you know. I'd like to try it. I still haven't yet. I'm planning on it once I can find someone willing to let me use their cell phone and doesn't just look at me like I'm crazy when I talk about it. But yeah, that's the weekly hack freak cooking thing. Do I have a phone call for us? Let's see. I guess we can go ahead and call up our good buddies over there at the Haitian hotline. All right, I guess nobody's gonna pick up there. And that is really all the phone numbers I have for tonight. I was hoping, well, actually, this show lasted a good while. yeah, that's gonna wrap it up for the show tonight. Again, I want to put this out there. If anyone has a good search engine that they know of that is similar in goodness, for lack of a better word, similar or better to Google, email us, and hopefully by the next show we will have a new email address for you guys to start sending stuff to. I mean, I'll let you know how that goes when that goes. But I guess that wraps it up. So until next time, guys, you know the drill. Keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. I got some shout-outs before I end the show. I want to give shouts to the Atlanta Linux enthusiasts for just kind of, you know, giving me a hand with some wireless issues I had previously. And to Sakuya from the IRC channel on irc.freenode.net, and the channel was Pound Susa. I don't know how you pronounce it, but Sakuya really went out of his way to help me out when I was trying to get my my wireless card working. I've had some issues with it at the moment in my my new Linux box, but shouts to them for helping me get this thing going on. And I guess that's about gonna wrap it up. So until next time, guys, this has been Pony Boy, and end of file.